Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, February 20th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. Walmart announced that it will acquire TV maker Vizio in a deal valued at $2.3 billion, a move that will bolster the company's advertising business. Vizio has more than 500 direct advertiser partnerships thanks to its Vizio Platform Plus business, which the company says now accounts for most of the company's gross profit. Walmart already has its existing in-house brand of TVs, but owning Vizio will help the retailer better compete with affordable smart TVs from the likes of Amazon and Roku. In a Spaces event on X Monday, Elon Musk said the first patient implanted with a brain chip from Neuralink has fully recovered and can move a computer mouse around the screen by just thinking. Neuralink has yet to respond to requests for further information, but Musk said the company is now trying to get as many mouse button clicks as possible from the patient. Musk has grand ambitions for Neuralink, saying it would facilitate speedy surgical insertions of his chip devices to treat conditions like obesity, autism, depression, and schizophrenia. Tinder is making it harder to get blue check verified on the platform in an effort to combat catfishing. In addition to uploading a video of yourself, you will need to upload a photo of your valid driver's license or passport to get the blue check mark. Tinder started testing its new double layer verification process in Australia and New Zealand last year. It plans on rolling it out to the US and Mexico by summer, while the UK and Brazil should get it by spring. Samsung is upgrading a bunch of audio capabilities on its phones, tablets, and earbuds, including expanded audio support for Auracast, a Bluetooth technology that allows users to broadcast audio from devices to an unlimited number of nearby headphones, speakers, and earbuds. 360 Audio, if they pair their earbuds with certain Samsung QLED and OLED TV models, and Galaxy S24 owners will be able to use their phones as a real-time translation tool for in-person conversations when paired with updated Galaxy Buds. Adobe launched a beta version of a new AI assistant in its Acrobat and Reader products today that can answer questions about PDF documents, summarize them, and highlight key takeaways. Generative AI offers the promise for more intelligent document experiences by transforming the information inside PDFs into actionable knowledge and professional-looking content, said Abhigyan Modi, Senior Vice President, Document Cloud. Apple Music is testing a new feature that allows users to import songs and playlists into their library from rival streaming services like Spotify. References to the feature were spotted on Reddit before being confirmed by Mac Rumors. The feature appears to be a collaborative effort with SongShift, a long-running third-party service that enables users to transfer their music libraries and playlists between different music streaming services. Microsoft first promised being able to stream games you own back in 2019, but even after reiterating the promise in 2022, the feature has yet to materialize. That could change this year, however, if Phil Spencer, CEO of Microsoft Gaming, is to be believed. In a private conversation with a user on the Xbox network, Spencer said should be this year when asked if there is any word or update on being able to play owned games on xCloud. This deal yet to be officially announced, Nintendo Switch 2 was reported to be coming out in late 2024. The company, however, according to VCG, Eurogamer, and other sources, is telling publishers that the next-gen console is slated for release in the first quarter of 2025. Not much is known about the future device, including its name. Rumors suggest it will have backward compatibility with the Switch, along with 4K capabilities and visual quality similar to that of the PS5 and the Xbox Series X. And finally, Microsoft has decided to unify the Teams clients on Windows and Mac. The company has long offered a single Teams app on mobile that works with commercial and consumer accounts, but has always offered one client for commercial customers and a separate client for consumer accounts on Windows and Mac. That is all about the change, as Microsoft Teams will now offer a single desktop app for all user types. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend and check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.